I mean, you can see the problem for people who are teaching in, you know, schools or universities in the, you know, in not, like in not a Jewish school or a Catholic school or whatever. I mean, we're living in a secular, pluralistic kind of society, and so you've got to find some way that respects, you know, the whole kind of spectrum. So you can't kind of push this, you can't push anything down people's throats, whether it's the religious view or a skeptical view or whatever. You have to find some way of dealing with the material so that you're respectful and you're honest and you keep the situation as open as possible. And, you know, then what people do with it individually is up to them. Some people will, you know, studying religion in this way opens doors and they become very engaged and, you know, maybe commit themselves to something which they wouldn't have dreamed of doing earlier. Others will, you know, reject it or whatever, but that's just how it is. So, you know, the best you can do is just, in that kind of environment, in that kind of situation, is just not be as even-handed as you can.
Is in Australia, do you have religious studies or education as part of secondary school?
In Australia, it's a very crazy situation because education is run on a state basis. Okay, so we've got six states, all with their own system. So what happens in Victoria is different from what happens in New South Wales, Queensland, whatever. There's no uniformity. In Victoria, where I live, they have in primary school and the first, I think it's the first 3 years of secondary school, you can take the option of doing religious, what's called religious education, RE. But what it is not the sort of thing we've been talking about. It's mainly Christians because most of the students are Christians, but you can opt to go to religious education classes in Catholicism. They've got Catholic and Protestant in the big city schools where they've got bigger numbers and more diverse groups. You know, you can have Jewish RE, you can have Muslim RE or whatever, but it's just one period a week and the people who teach it come in from outside. So they're rabbis or Christian ministers, most of them aren't actually, they're just lay people who volunteered to do it. And they come in and they teach whatever it is, usually Christianity from their point of view, for one period a week and then that's it, then they go. Most people don't want it. Most people don't want any religious education. So most students don't do it. They do some other, they won't do woodwork or play sport or something while this is going on. That all fizzles out at about year 8 or 9. When you get to year 11, there are 12 years of schooling, so when you get to the last 2 years, you can do a subject which I think is called religious studies. So that's more like the sort of thing you're doing now, what we've been talking about. But that's just one of about 500 subjects you can do. So the number of students who choose to do that's very small. You know, you've got these very popular subjects like, you know, psychology or chemistry or maths or, you know, and then you've got all these other subjects which just attract very, very small numbers. So it's not really the kind of religious studies that I've been talking about doesn't really happen in schools in Australia. You can do it at university, it's a subject. But again, it's only a very small number of people. But that's what I've been doing, teaching religious studies at university level. But now, even that's gone from... And it's not taught at every university, and its heyday was probably about 20 years ago when nearly every university had a religious studies program. Now I think there's about three universities left who've still got a religious studies program, because it's a very easy target when there's budgetary crisis and political pressures and all sorts of things. They just gradually pick off all the little courses. You know, they can't get rid of these huge subjects. You know, so just. So, you know, so many of the humanity type subject disciplines are just more or less dead.
Mm.
Classics, more or less gone. A few remnants here and there. So the universities are all getting more and more sort of homogenised, more and more reliant on computer technology, fewer and fewer staff. Not a good situation.
How could you explain the importance of tradition to children or teenagers who are so keen or well, who are in the stage of innovation and going on their own, trying to find their own way to do their things?
Yes.
So how could you present to them tradition as the essential point of religion, of the true religion.
Yes. It's very difficult because, as you say, you know, teenagers generally in the culture around them is helping to persuade them that, you know, what's new is good, what's old is bad. They want to be at the cutting edge and all the latest things. I don't really know the answer to your question. And I have to confess that with my own children, I didn't do a very good job. I tried, but I didn't really succeed. I think the best teaching is always example. So if in your life, in what you do, they can see that this is important to you and that it's, you know, means something very deep and profound to you, and that that's the way, you know, you live your life, then hopefully they see that and hopefully it works better for you than it did for me. But you're up against it. And the difficulty is, you see, what I've found with a lot of people, students at university, perhaps a bit older than what you're talking about, but they're still young people, 17, 18. They think they're not interested in religion, and they think they're not interested in tradition. And there's a lot of stuff going on around them that's kind of reinforcing that message. But if you can just get the door open a little bit, you can just get a point of access, it turns out that they can change very quickly.
Mm.
And they become very seriously interested in religion, tradition, philosophy, metaphysics, all those things. They become very interested quickly and quite deeply. So I can't tell you how many students I've had. Because we were a very small department at Bendigo, at La Trobe University, we didn't offer, unlike, you know, a big university where you've got hundreds of things to choose from, because we were such a small campus, we couldn't offer a very big range of subjects. So quite a number of students did the religious studies course just to fill up the numbers. They needed so many units for a degree, you know, so they choose, you know, history and, say, philosophy. Still need another 4 or 5 units. What am I going to do? I don't really want to do Spanish or whatever. No, I'll do this just to fill the thing up. And they get in there and they start, and then that's all they want to do. What all the other things they thought they wanted to do, they lose interest in, and they become, you know, deeply, deeply engaged. So it's just a matter of finding that opening.
It's difficult to explain the importance of tradition.
Yeah, it's very difficult.
As a principle in our life.
Yeah.
As a practical principle.
Yeah.